Hello, this is Foster Brown, the co-host of the program and producer, and delighted to be with you here as our expert segment continues on WJR 760 AM, the great voice of the Great Lakes. And this time around, if you've got a question about your computer, about getting on the internet, getting around it, or getting over the problems you encounter there, here's a magic number for you to call right now. 800-859-0957. 800-859-0957. And our experts are ready to give you some answers. Delighted to have you with us. And start calling 800-859-0957. That's the avenue for you to get your questions answered about the internet, about your computer, maybe about your printer, or about a device that you're using. And in studio with me, I have Mr. Gary Baker, my co-host for, these 18 years going on that we've been working here. And also, Cal Carson is with us. Mr. Ed Rudell, who is our other member of our team, is a proud dad today out at Grand Valley State University, where he is attending the graduation of his firstborn, Chardet, who is graduating there. And congratulations to Chardet and to Ed and Tina Rudell on their young one who is graduating. And as I said,
going out into the world.
She had a really neat time in London. Remember that? She went out there as an intern and had a very special time. You've had a young lady in your family, Cal.
Meredith is Meredith, and she's definitely she's gone through some of the same things as well, and going off into the world, and you know, who knows, maybe in the near future, I'll have to, you know, pick up a son-in-law or something like that.
It's almost inevitable.
Hopefully he'll be wealthy and he'll buy me an Apple Watch or something.
Well, folks, again, as I say, our number is 800-859-0957, and we are going to be getting to those calls in just a little bit. But first of all, we have Mr. Mike Brennan, who's with us. And Mike is the editor of MI Tech News, and that is it's a source of technology news, entrepreneurial, and many, many, many other things that we co-sponsor with Mike. And Mike, thank you very much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Delighted to have you. And by the way, I know that you're on the cusp of doing something very important. We'll talk about that in just a minute. It's going to be a brand new look for MI Tech News. But before we get to that, I know that something that's going on this week has been Earth Day. It was on Wednesday, but there's a festival going on in Rochester.
Indeed, there is. It's called MI Earth Day Fest. Hey, appropriate name, right? Rochester Hills. And it's going to be, it's taking place for now. It started on Friday. It runs through Sunday. It's in the city center and also in the municipal park. And they're expecting upwards of 50,000 people to come. They have various stages for music, for entertainment, for kids. They have booths. They have food. And, of course, they have all that stuff. If you want to know how to do stuff to be green, as it were, besides being Kermit. Kermit's green, but a different kind of green. They've got 150 booths there. They'll tell you all about that.
You know, this is something with all of our devices now running on electricity. The whole issue has become even more critical, I think, as we've gone on. You know, I saw an article that you had in one of your headlines, and I kind of found it interesting, that U.S. millennials support Edward Snowden's efforts to pull back the veil on the U.S. government spying.
Yeah, those born between 1980 and 1999, which includes both my kids, they're all digitalities. They're really plugged into this, and they don't like the government snooping around on their phones and on their what they're doing on the internet and on the text. So you have to wonder, this is the new generation coming up behind us, baby boomers, and I think it's going to really cause the NSA and some other government agencies some real issues because they're not going to put up with it.
Now, by the way, folks, I've just chosen a couple of the headlines that come through MI Tech News every week. It's absolutely free, by the way, available to you. And the reason we promoted this with Mike is that it's a great resource for people who are interested in technology in the state of Michigan or entrepreneurship or a whole host of other things. And, Mike, you've been writing for a long time, writing news about technology, but you've expanded now, so there's so much more that people get for nothing every week through MI Tech News, more than just print.
Well, yeah, we've got audio. This show, for instance, not only what you guys do for the 2 hours, but what we're doing right now, both of those are available as podcasts for those who can't listen live. Mm-hmm. We also have the Digital Divas. We have IT and the D. We have a whole host of stuff. We have some really interesting stuff in negotiation I can't talk about quite yet, but It's going to really expand the reach of our little media group here. And the whole idea is we have it all in one place. You want to learn all about what's happening in Southeast Michigan technology, come to my website, and you can get it served up any way you want to get it.
And by the way, if you go to our website, internetadvisor.net, you can just simply scroll down the page, and you will find next to Mike's smiling face, it says that you can simply subscribe now. And what that means is that you'll put your name in there, your email address, and you don't have to spend a penny. You'll get all these headlines, or many, many, many headlines of different aspects of things going on in news and technology and entrepreneurship throughout the state of Michigan, plus all these other resources, all yours, on Fridays, delivered to your email address, free for nothing. And that is really big. Now, speaking of really big, you've got something exciting to announce in terms of the look of your site coming up this next week.
Well, if people like the newsletter, they're going to love the new site, because essentially we developed the look and feel of the newsletter we've been delivering, which, of course, is co-branded with you guys. And the new site looks identical to it, and I have been spending all day today loading stuff, and I got all day tomorrow to load stuff. And then we've got 19,000 stories in our database that the developers are going to load in sometime next week. And
wow.
We hope to make the switch on Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Excellent. So what you'll be getting, by the way, folks, when you tune into or when you subscribe to MI Tech News, is you're going to be getting a brand new look for all of this. It'll be coming down as well. Mike, thanks so much for being with us, and the very best to you as you put the finishing touches on your new site.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, guys. Looking forward to it.
All right. That's Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. And again, our number, and we'll be getting to Steve from Southgate and Bob from Adrian in just a moment, is 800-859-0957. My name is Foster Brown. Gary Baker and Cal Carson are in studio here. We're getting ready to roll up our sleeves and answer your questions. It's a unique opportunity you have to kind of step into a digital computer shop here and get some answers for your questions. 800-859-0957. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Internet Advisor. By the way, we're delighted to say that for the rest of the spring and summer, all things remaining equal, we'll be here from 5 to 6 every Saturday. That's right. And so if you have a question stored up about your computer during the week, please feel free to give us a call at this time. That's right. Thank you very much, Rich. And thanks to the guys behind the glass, Rich Luzinski. And
you know
Eric.
That Rich is our engineer when we get the sound effects.
All right. 800-859-0957. Let's head out to Bob from Adrian. Bob, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Well, my internet, I can't get online. I've been fighting this for probably 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I took it in my computer in the shop,
mm-hmm.
and they say that I need a password for my BIOS, and I didn't have any idea what a BIOS was. I have no idea how a password got put on there. I live alone.
Mm.
And
that does sound strange.
They want $375 to fix it, and I just as soon buy a new computer. I like
yeah.
this computer.
Yeah, but for that price, you're right. You probably could buy something new. Cal, you got that furrowed brow.
Well, my first question is, what brand computer do you have?
It's a Lenovo.
Okay.
Lenovo?
And about how old is it?
I would say probably 5 years.
Okay.
Okay. You know something? I'm suspecting. I'm going to take a gut guess. Now, when you try to, so it will boot up, but it won't connect to the internet. Is what you're telling me?
That's correct. And the first thing I thought of was my router.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good thought.
Very good.
I had that checked out in two different places.
Okay.
And then I run my telephone line. In other words, I hardwired it and plugged it in, and I still don't get anything.
Okay, so you're not on Wi-Fi then, you're on Ethernet directly to the router, right?
Yeah,
when you say hardwire.
I presume. I don't know that much about computers.
Well, no, when you say hardwire, I'm presuming that's what you mean. Okay.
Well, there's a wire that goes from the computer to
the router.
The same wire that goes to my telephone. That's not Ethernet, I don't believe.
But
after it goes through my router, you know. I bypassed the router entirely.
It's not the same. It's not an RJ11. It's an RJ45.
All right, Bob. Let's back up a second.
Okay.
How do you get your internet signal, Bob? Do you get it through a DSL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's important to establish.
So okay, so let's look at the game all the way from the wall. So if we're starting from the wall, mm-hmm. there's a wire that's coming from the wall and it's going into a box that is your DSL router. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And from that box that is the DSL router, you have a different wire that leaves that box and goes into your computer, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And I can tell you right now, your BIOS is not an issue in this entire game, because if it was, you wouldn't be able to boot up your machine. Right. So I'm going to say forget what that gentleman may have told you about that. I don't think that's the problem.
It's not. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Now, the next thing is you get your internet from AT&T?
I get it from D&P, a local deal from Deerfield, Michigan.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
then I would probably give them a call.
Yeah.
And I'd say, I'm having a problem with my computer connecting to the internet. I need you to come out and check the router that I have here.
Well, what I did is I took my router to the local shop in Adrian, DMP.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they said it checked out all right. And I called them back, and I said, it still isn't working.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
And they sent me to Tecumseh. Mm-hmm. And they had a guy that I've talked with there before, and mm-hmm. he checked out, and he said it's all right.
So did you take your computer at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. And were they able to make the computer work through your router?
Work. They made it work.
Through your router.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know.
Well, so they hooked up your router, and they said, because, you know, the other thing you can do is do you have a friend that also has this same company connectivity?
No,
like a neighbor,
anybody?
I have a friend that's got Comcast.
So if you were to go back into the store in Adrian, take your computer and your router, and say, can I plug this in and see if it works and see if I can make my computer work?
Yeah, that'd be easy.
Going through the router.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're going to tell you is, it checks out. We get a signal all the way through to your computer. But if your computer works, okay, now take it home and see if it works. If it doesn't work and they use a different router and it still doesn't work, now we know it's your computer, not your router. So it's mm-hmm. a matter of
the same configuration, right?
Yeah, just trying to rule out some of the possibilities.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, well, if it is my computer, what do I do?
So they should have an idea of what the problem is. And it's not your BIOS. And your BIOS, if you can boot your computer up and use it, it's not the BIOS.
That makes me angry that somebody would say that.
And
they want to charge you a lot of money. Urgh.
I typed msconfig on there, mm-hmm. and there a box came up, and there were several things that were disabled. Everything that came up was disabled.
Well, yeah. That...
Now, if you take it back in the store, as Gary has prescribed, and have them with the router that you have at home,
right.
and have them hook it up, and if it works there in the store, then you know for sure that your computer's okay, you know your router's okay. That means the service coming in from the outside is having an issue, and you need to have those guys come out and take a look at it.
One last thing, Bob. I just thought of this. And guys, what do you think? Have you changed the cable that goes from the router to your computer? Because it might be bad. There might be a break in it, a kink in it, or something like that.
Well, when he goes into the store, he's taking all the pieces with him that he has at home.
And they will take and check that. That'll be the first thing they check is the cable.
Okay, right? Bob.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, take that configuration.
Let us know how that worked out.
Yeah, please let us know how that works out. By the way, if during the week, folks, you have a question, simply go to internetadvisor.net. There's a contact us button there that you can send us your question and then the email address, and we'll get back to you as quick as we can. But Bob, for you, for instance, come on back and let us know through our contact us button exactly what's happened with you. 800-859-0957 is our number. Steve from Southgate, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Thank you. Got a question about desktop remote software. Do you have any recommendations on that? I know Windows has a built-in program. I've heard some mixed reviews. Could you guys try to do a remote from my home to my office computer? So I'm just looking for some suggestions there. Some user-friendly.
Is your office with a large company?
Small, very small.
Very small. So it's you own the company.
No.
Well, but he'll let you. But he will let you take and do the remote connect.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That was the question.
That was what I was trying to get. Sorry. Okay.
You don't have designs on his job. Okay. Thoughts, guys?
Yeah, my first thought right off the bat would be you might want to, excuse me, you might want to subscribe to a service called LogMeIn, which will allow you to control your computer at your office over the internet through a browser.
Okay, you want to go from your home to the business? Is that the issue?
Well, yeah, basically tap into desktop at work.
Yeah,
I mean, what about the built-in desktop that comes with Windows?
Here's what the trick is going to be with that. You're going to have to, there's a bunch of things that you're going to have to be able to do. You're going to have to be able to get the netted IPs at your house, the netted IP at your office, and make sure that translation is proper in order to be able to use something like remote desktop from one machine to the other. The other problem why I didn't suggest that particular tool to use is that is fine to use within an intranet, all within the office. But if you want security to protect your data back and forth, you want to use something like LogMeIn where it's encrypted back and forth in between the two spaces.
Why don't you hang on a second? We'll come back, Steve. And maybe we're looking at some of the other suggestions that are out there. If you've got a question for us, by the way, now's the time to give us a call. 800-859-0957. And Chris out in Stockbridge will be back to talk with you along with Stephen Southgate. Thanks so much for being here as part of our expert service on WJR, the great voice of the Great Lakes. I'm Foster Brown, the co-host and producer of the program, along with Gary Baker and Cal Carson. Just a reminder for you, by the way, folks, that we actually have a two-hour program. You're hearing the second hour live here in WJR, but there was a whole first hour in which we talked about photography with Terry White, who is an expert, founder of the Mac Group in Detroit, and an expert on photography. He talked about Lightroom, the new Adobe, our new version of that from Adobe, and also Creative Cloud. He will be speaking tomorrow, April 26th, at the Mac Group meeting at the Birmingham Temple. And if you go to internetadvisor.net, our homepage, you can click off and Cal find the directions to that.
Okay. Right on the homepage, you can find all the information.
Right, or go to macgroup.org. Now, guys, we had a question from one of our folks out there about
remote access.
And we talked about LogMeIn, which both you and Gary have used and can vouch for. A couple other ones you came up with, Cal.
LogMeIn is one. The other one is GoToMyPC, which I have used before as well. And an associate of mine is a very, very frequent user of a software called TeamViewer. So those three I am familiar with, and those three are all good choices to use. They all encrypt, so you can protect your data as it goes back and forth.
And just to make it clear, if you work for any kind of larger company, they may have rules and regulations of whether you can or cannot do remote desktop of any fashion, so you need to check with your IT group.
Always check with your IT person, just to keep things safe and secure.
Yep. Okay, very good. Hey, let's head out to Chris from Stockbridge. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. Chris, how can we help you?
Good afternoon. I have a Windows XP laptop, and I visited a commercial website. And now after I restart my laptop, I find an advertisement on a computer, like, you know, if I visit MSNB or Fox or whatever, Fox News.
Yeah.
I was wondering, how do you get this advertisement off the laptop?
Okay. You may very well have gotten a toolbar. You picked up something when you went to a website, and this is not unusual. Just a quick question. Chris, you're running Windows XP laptop. Is it an older laptop than I'm going to imagine?
Yes, sir. Only paid $100 for it.
That's not so much the issue, but do you have any kind of security on that? Any kind of
not that I can think of. I try and visit just kind of trusted websites, if you understand.
Oh, nowadays, that's hard to figure out if you don't
know. Well, I think that won't help you.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, not anymore, unfortunately.
Well, you know,
try and get rid of the cookies, too.
Well, to try to at least get them by the problem that
I'm
he's
not
having.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll deal with cookies. I like cookies. I think you will, too.
Gary brought some into the studio, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. They were chocolate chip today. That'll help you move around the net. So cookies are not necessarily bad.
We'll get back to that in a second, though. Cal, in terms of what he's picked up.
Well, you know, it could be a toolbar that popped up that is doing advertising for you.
Right. What's it advertising? Do you know?
It's a vacuum cleaner company.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty slick. I didn't know those were out there. I guess they just sucked them in. But anyway,
oh dear.
What I'm going to suggest to you is maybe you might want to go to a website. Go to malwarebytes.org and download their malware utility. And then run that utility on there, and that should take that off that for you.
And look for the free version.
Yeah. Yes.
Malwarebytes.
Malwarebytes.org.
Or you can go to internetadvisor.net, our homepage, and in the toolkit, Ed Rudell has put together a lot of resources, and you'll find the link to the free version of malwarebytes.org. And please, please get some security on your computer.
Yes. Now, who do you get your internet service through?
It's AT&T.
AT&T.
Okay.
Oh, no problem. You can get a free version of McAfee antivirus and malware protection from them. Just go to AT&T.com/security, and I believe you can download it from there.
Free. Absolutely free.
Cost you nothing.
Please, 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 Chris, don't surf anymore without having some kind of security.
Yeah, just going to trusted sites. They can still come onto your computer, and it's not the site necessarily, although that's part of it. Yeah. But they have little crawlers that crawl out and can look at your computer, and they'll knock on the door. And if there's nothing there to protect it, nothing there to close the door and lock it, they're going to walk in.
Great show. Thank you very much.
All right, Chris. Thanks. And for anybody else out there, please, I know you've used certain trusted sites, but even they sometimes are getting nailed nowadays where the sites themselves are poisoned. And it sounds like he has something fairly innocuous right now, but don't try to go on the internet without protection.
You know, I've just been saying to people, and I know, you know, economics is always an issue.
Yep.
Just save your money up and get off that XP machine and move on to something new.
Absolutely.
Only for a couple of reasons. One, because of security, and also because if you want to be able to enjoy the full richness of the internet experience, you're going to need a more mature browser, and the older ones aren't going to work very well for that.
And if you get something that's new, even a refurbished machine right now, you could spend between $300 and $400. Now, that's not an insignificant sum for a lot of you out there listening. Hey, I'm on Social Security. I understand that as well. But the issue is that when you move into some of these newer machines, you have a lot of that security built in so many, many, many different ways. And it's a false economy, I think, to think that you're using a machine that only costs you $100 and it's running Windows XP and I'm saving money, but you don't really in the end if you get nailed by something out there that could be voided with a lot of the resources that are out there. Okay, let's move on. 800-859-0957 and Jack in Dexter. You have a question about a MacBook Air. Welcome to the Internet Advisor, Jack.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. I enjoy your program very
much. Great. Thank you.
How can we help you?
Yeah, got a MacBook Air, and the LCD screen will not sync up with any video signal except 1024 by 768. If you go to any of the other video modes, it just tears and kind of disintegrates. Hmm. I don't know whether that's the graphics processor or what. I just need some ideas. And
okay.
Also like to know how to erase the hard drive completely. I mean, take everything off of it.
Mm-hmm.
How old is your MacBook Air?
It's a 2009, 2010, something like that.
Okay, well, there's a couple of things you want to do. Once you've got all your data backed up, if you really want to erase the machine and get it going again, what you can do is connect it to the internet with a wire, and then you're going to, once you're sure that there's nothing else that you want on it, you're going to turn the power off on the computer, and then turn it back on, and at the same time that you're turning it on, you're going to hold down the command key, and the letter R is in Robert key.
Okay.
And what that will do is it will make the computer attempt to connect back to Apple and restore the computer back to factory specs. Mm-hmm. In the process of doing that, it's going to completely wipe the hard drive. and then restore the computer back to the factory specs it was when it came out of the box. So basically you'll be running, I believe, 10.6 for an operating system when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm. 10.6.3. This thing's in Spanish. makes it kind of hard for me. But
what?
Anyway, I'll do the
guitar. You have a MacBook Air with a Spanish keyboard on it?
No, it's English.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you do that, that'll put you back the way you want to be, and you can move forward.
You can specify your language, I think.
Could I have a bad driver in there? I guess they don't really call them drivers.
When was the last time you ran software update?
I haven't been able to.
Well, that's probably what the problem is.
Yeah.
Okay. I know there were some video drivers that were out there at one time for NVIDIA to be updated on your MacBook, mm-hmm. and so that might be giving you a challenge.
How old is your MacBook Air?
He said 2009.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Sorry. 2009. Okay. Yeah, it does sound like, so that's Command. Cal, again, hit Command plus R.
Yes, and that'll invoke it to connect back to Apple, and they will download 10.6 back onto
that computer. A clean version of it on your hard drive, and you can start all over again. Okay?
Yeah, that's after you turn it off and then turn it back on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Connect it to the Internet.
Connect it to the Internet. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Very good question. I'm so glad to hear that. That's one of the nice things about the Mac system and about Apple is that ability to just kind of start all over again and wipe it clean.
Yeah, and you can do the same thing on a Windows machine. You just have to
System Restore can do that kind of thing, and you can also with the, yes, you're right, with the System Restore disks. If you've got them, you can do that.
Or Restore Partition on the hard drive.
Restore Partition on the hard drive, a very good point. Okay, let's go to Harry in Port Huron. Harry, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How you doing, Harry?
Good, fellas. I hope this one's an easy one for you. You mentioned Foster Finances a couple minutes ago, and I'm on limited income myself as Social Security, and I have three things here. I've got cell, and I've got my home phone, and I got internet, mm-hmm. and I'm paying about $80 more a month than I can do here, and I'm trying to see what I can do. I've got to keep my cell because I got lost outside in the wintertime, and I almost didn't make it back here to be talking with you.
Hey, Harry, we're gonna put you on hold for a second and come back and submit it and see if we can do some things for you. By the way, Harry, if I'm not wrong, you're visually impaired, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so we're going to talk to you and help other folks.
Other times you've called.
Yeah, exactly. So, Harry, hang on, and we'll see if we can give you a hand there. We do have room, though, for your call at 800-859-0957. Just before we get back to Harry from Port Huron and Ruth from Westland, our callers here at the end of the show, I want to remind you that we're here every Saturday from 5 to 6 to take your live calls. But during the week, you can get to us with your questions at internetadvisor.net. And there's a contact us button there. Hit that, send us your questions, and we will get back to you as quickly as we can during the week. By the way, this is actually a two-hour program, and if you come back on Sunday nights to internetadvisor.net, we'll have a podcast there that combines both of the hours together, one that we pre-recorded for our affiliates just before this, in which we talk primarily about photography with Terry White, an expert on photography who will be in town tomorrow at the Mac Group meeting at the Birmingham Temple in the afternoon, I think at 3 o'clock. I think, isn't it, Kelsey? Around 3
o'clock. And by the way, this is the starter of that Mac Group, which was one of the first in the country.
Yes, absolutely. He was the founder of it
years ago,
1986, which is wonderful. But I just want to let you know that on Sunday nights we edit the whole thing together as a podcast, and you can get the 2 hours there. Okay, let's go back out to Harry from Port Huron. Harry. And your question was, for somebody who's on a limited income, and in your particular case, being connected, as you have, for instance, through the radio for many years, but also on the internet, is extremely important because you are visually handicapped,
right? It's huge. It's huge.
Enormous.
So, and I didn't have a cell phone in the past, and they said when that happened to me outside, what happened to me in 10-degree weather, somebody said, you have got to have a cell phone.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad I did. But my home internet is AT&T, and my home phone is on AT&T, and I just and then I've got the cell through Verizon. I just want to see if there's any way I can do something.
Well, I would say one of the things that strike me, guys, and maybe you guys can tune in on this, but I would just say being between two companies is, first of all, going to be expensive for you, because I think you'll find either Verizon or AT&T have packages that will, in the end, be cheaper than combining those two things together. Guys, what do you think about that?
Well, it all depends on a bunch of things. One of them is that if he wants to switch his cell phone from whatever other carrier to AT&T, does he get good AT&T service in the area?
Good point.
I do not hear. I do not hear.
So there's an issue right there. Then the other thing is, I'm thinking, if anything that you could probably cut out of that equation almost immediately, at least in my mind, would be the home phone, unless you have an alarm system that has to be tied into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought about doing that and just going with the Verizon cell. My fear is if we have a bad storm around mm-hmm. here at mm-hmm. times, anybody does, your cell towers, if it goes down, then you got no cell service.
Well, you know, here's the deal, and I used to think about that same thing too, okay. but here's how it goes. Any choice that you pick can have a problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could have cell towers that could have a problem. You could have a landline phone that the wire outside on the pole could get torn off, so you could have
true.
A problem.
Gary and I, early on, about 20 years ago, had problems with squirrels chewing through the phone lines on the outside.
There, I hear you.
So every one of those choices comes with a possible problem.
Right.
So your feeling is, well, will I be uncomfortable if I only have one? Well, maybe if you're the sort of person that's like that, then you need the, quote, belt and suspenders, and you need both services.
Right.
But I'm saying that until you have a problem like that where you're in a bad situation, I think you could probably live with just a cell phone.
You know, the other thing that comes to me, it was interesting, Gary, we were talking about this during the break, and you were saying that with another carrier, that actually it proved to be cheaper to get all three services through that one carrier.
Right, if you had all three.
Yeah, if you have all three. They've got plans.
And actually, it was cheaper for two, but I was going to drop my home phone.
Right.
Okay.
And it turned out that it was more expensive to have just internet and mm-hmm. the cable service,
right.
television service that we
now,
had.
So I would think...
But I was going to drop the home phone.
Yeah.
I would have done that if I could have made it cheaper.
I have done that. So I just have my cell phone
right.
plus
and,
internet connection.
And I
connection.
Know a lot of people that have.
A lot of people
like
that.
Oh, absolutely, sure.
Yeah. Now, but I think, Cal, you hit the nail on the head. For Harry, where do you get the best reception on your phone? That's a key thing. So Verizon, it sounds like, is the best one.
And it's the only one that I get in here or outside where I'm at.
Right.
So, and then we were wondering about how much actual data do you move back and forth on your internet service?
Well, that's what I've been asking AT&T the past few months, and I'm 1 month it was like 16 gig, and the next month it was about 8 gig.
16 gigabytes?
Yeah.
What do you do, Harry,
I don't know if it was all the on-the-air stuff that I did, or if it was radio or video or what, but... I thought about, well, I could get a 16 gig, I could get a whole bunch with Verizon, but you're paying $140 for...
Right.
all that internet through Verizon if you do it wirelessly.
Based on what you said, just, you know, doing a quick analysis in our heads,
sure.
I'm thinking the only thing that you could really do to save money might be to drop the cell, I mean, to drop
the home phone service,
right. and that'll save you some cash there.
And they might have some plans that put things together, too.
So we were thinking about having you drop internet service through AT&T and just get it on as a hotspot on your phone, but at 16 gig, it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
I would go to Verizon then and say, what packages do you have that combine smartphone with internet?
I will do that, guys, and I appreciate your help, and we'll let you get to the next one.
All right, Harry.
Thanks
a million. Boy, that's a lot.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, but he said he was looking at video. So you start streaming video, you can start chewing up a lot of bandwidth.
Yeah. Okay. But he's visually impaired, so he's not looking at it. I'm wondering if there's a way for him to stream the audio that would be less intensive than all the bandwidth you need for the video.
Well, let's go on and answer the next question. All right. Because I don't know.
I don't know either. Ruth from Westland, how you doing, hon?
Hi, I'm doing good. But I was thinking to myself, what audio do you have? I mean, you've got maybe audio books, but video you would want to listen to. But what kind of movies would there be in audio for somebody?
Well, you would listen to the audio of the video tracks. I was wondering.
It's pretty hard, I think, to do that.
Now, you have a question about the desktop or laptop. Well, I can't see all the question. It went off the screen here.
What I was wondering is which type of computer would last longer, a desktop or a laptop?
Now, that is actually a wonderful question. Very good one.
I'm going to say your laptop because you'll get fed up with the desktop and want to change it to a laptop anyway.
I'm going the other way around. I'm going to go the other way.
Because you were thinking like a geek and the actual components.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here's the deal.
I'll break the tie.
A laptop computer.
There's no way to tell.
I'm saying that a laptop computer is not going to last as long because you're handling it. You're moving it around. It's susceptible to the possibilities of droppage.
Good point.
Those sort of things. A desktop. Also, the battery eventually is going to wear out in it. You're going to have to replace that. A desktop computer might last longer only because it doesn't get moved around a lot and that sort of thing.
It does what?
It doesn't get moved around. It sits on your desk.
Oh. Right.
So, but the problem is it's not so much the computer and how long it will last. It's how the user uses the computer. Because I know people who have laptop computers that are 10 years old. They look great because they handle them and they take care of them and the whole shoot match. I know people with desktop computers that in 6 months, they look like heck because they sit over it, they smoke over it, and it's just a mess. So it all depends on the user and how they use the device.
Yeah, there's no way to really know.
No cigars, Ruth.
You know what? You've made a very, very important point. Because now, for instance, with me, I don't take my laptop computer around with me. The only time it gets moved is when I have to insert a DVD because it tells you have to lift it up as opposed to, you know, pushing it.
Yep.
Ruth, hang on a second, honey. We're running out of time here. That's what the music is telling me in the background. So I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll finish our conversation offline. Or if you'd like, you can give us an email at internetadvisor.net.
But hold on, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
Very good question. And a lot of it has to do with I have a laptop that really never moves from my house except when I come down here to do this show.
And my only reason for saying laptop is that my desktops are all gone and I still have the old laptops.
I have one desktop at my house, don't I? Ginny's using that one. Hey, folks, thanks so much for being with us. Now you heard it. Bring your questions back here on Saturdays, 5 to 6. The Internet Advisor, we're live here on 760 AM WJR. Thank you very much, Eric and Rich behind the glass, for making this work. And for the rest of you folks out there, thank you.